Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm calling in from Colorado. I heard people calling in from California and Nevada and Florida and Arizona and Hawaii and Virginia and Arkansas and New York and Massachusetts and Oregon and Washington and Utah and Jersey and Canada, all over the place. And that's not a surprise because Wednesday night's special treat. We've got the Perium Lifestyle Call with David Sandoval. He's going to be doing a presentation I've seen at several of the regional events called Making Your Vote Truly Count. We're in political season, and David Sandoval's got the best political platform out there, so it's going to be lots of fun. He's also going to be talking about bio skincare, and we're going to be giving away a free LEAP National Convention ticket. So lots of fun as always, and without further ado, let me turn the call over to the author of the Green Foods Bible. He's our owner, founder, and the host every Wednesday night is David Sandoval. David, you on the line?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, it is great. It is an amazing and beautiful Wednesday evening. We are just, I think, extremely blessed to be here together as a family of like-minded people. And I am really excited about the fact that people's voices are starting to be heard, even if just in the far corners of the earth. You might have seen that France has supported and basically refused to suppress a report that shows that genetically modified organisms can actually cause tumors in animals, and they tried to suppress that test. And if you saw my Facebook post, there's good news out there. I am on a campaign against plastic as well, as you know. And I shared a post that said that there's a scientist who has created a microbe, found a microbe, a very unique mushroom that actually could use plastic as food. And that's really awesome. But the truth of the matter is there is a political process being played out across America. And if you are watching it as closely as I am watching it, it is a fascinating process. And, in fact, you are going to see that we, Perium, also have a political platform. We absolutely are not involved in the politics of government. We're involved in the politics of humanity. We have got a platform that is very similar to those you've seen because we are fighting against all of the same things that all good Americans want to fight against. And I'm not talking about immigrants, and I'm not talking about taxes. I'm talking about being denied the fundamental right, the greatest right that we will ever be granted, and that is the right to be free, free from disease, free from the need for medications, free from the need from a corrupt or potentially bankrupt healthcare system. Who knows and who cares when you're very, very healthy and do not need a doctor, when you can in fact leave the resources for those who truly do. And so we have a health plan. As you know, our health plan is quite clearly to keep you healthy, but in the environment of politics, I'm seeing something. I'm serious here. This is not shtick. I'm serious when I tell you that I have studied politics long and hard my entire life. From the time I was the first group of 18-year-olds granted the right to vote. So I want to ask everybody, have you ever, ever voted for somebody that you wanted to win an election and they did not win that election and you were disappointed? And of course, all of us have. Have you ever voted for somebody that you wanted to win an election and they did win that election and you were still disappointed? Well, all of us have. You see, there's no guarantee that our political system is going to provide the solutions that we want in our lives. And the reason why is because we cannot expect that a vote every 2 or 4 years is going to have the same impact as the vote that we could make 2 or 3 or 4 times a day. You see, they talk about certain things like income inequality, and they talk about how the billionaires are running the world, and that could never be true. Do you know why? Because the billionaires could never consume enough to be in charge.
The consumers are always in charge because those who want our money, those who desperately want our money, want to reach into our wallets, into our pockets, into our purses, they could only do that if we hand them the money in exchange for something they're going to hand us called goods and services. And the goods and services and the quality of the goods and services are going to be directly related to what we either demand or what we tolerate. If we tolerate poor goods and poor services and GMOs and irradiated, homogenized, pasteurized, artificially colored, artificially sweetened, artificially flavored, you know, with trans fats, if that's the food that we endorse every time we buy it, then that food is getting a vote. It's getting a vote and says it's going to rise to the top. The more votes, the higher you rise. That is free enterprise. Free enterprise gives us the right to vote every time we spend a dollar and to support something that we want more of. And when we put our dollar back in our pocket, it's because we're rejecting something that we want less of. And when we start to exercise that incredible power that we hold as the consumers, then we will be in charge of our future, in charge of our government, in charge of corporate boardrooms. We could take charge of corporate boardrooms if we want to. And speaking of corporate boardrooms, there is income inequality. I see it every day, not at Purium, not Organic by Nature, not here, but I see women being paid seven pennies per 10 pennies, 70 cents on the dollar, 30% less, any way you want to say it. Women are doing the exact same job with the exact same talent and the exact same dedication and being paid 30% less. That's not right. Guess what else? There are people who are making the same, that's right, the same average income today as they did 20 years ago. That means that while costs have gone up, incomes have not gone up. So you're making essentially the same money today as you did 15 years ago, but inflation has driven prices up. And this is why people have lost hope. We are supposed to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I guarantee you that they are shortening our lives with the chemicals that are being fed and to us in the air and in plastics and everything else. They're taking away our liberty, and not to get too political, but in the name of making us scared of terrorism and other things. And they're taking away our pursuit of happiness. Because if you're not truly free and you're not free of disease and you are scared, you cannot be happy. So we're returning joy to America. We're returning happiness. We're returning the hope for a better future to America by giving you, first of all, no glass ceiling. No glass ceiling. Women will rise. There's no wage inequality. Women will rise, have risen higher than men will in this company eventually if their skills take them there. And most of the successful people in this company are women. Secondly, we are going to eradicate wage inequality, and anybody from the bottom could rise to the top, be making CEO, CFO, management-type money with your own skills. So we've got a jobs plan. We have a way to end income inequality and the glass ceiling all in one thing. And guess what else? We have a health plan. As I stated, our health plan is to keep you healthy. So Purium is a party. That's right, not a political party. It is a party that we call life, because life is what you make of it. And I'm going to make life amazing, and I want you to do the same. And you can't do it if you don't have this type of energy. You can't do it if you don't have vibrant health. You can't do it if you do not have hope for the future and are excited about what you could contribute to the betterment of this planet. So we don't want you to just make a living. We want you to make a difference. That's right, we're introducing a new economy. A new economy, a green economy. We have got an ecologic plan. We've got an environmental plan. We are going to be introducing very soon, before the year is up, you might want to get your tickets for convention, because we're going to be introducing biodegradable and absolutely non-GMO compostable packaging, pouch packaging, that we're going to, I can't tell you much more about that, but we have found it. We are confirming it. We're manufacturing it. We're going to be using it. and you are going to see us become the single most efficient delivery system of nutrients on the face of the earth. I'm going to be making a series of Periscope videos where I'm going to be going through our political platform moment by moment, piece by piece, and you're going to see how we can change the world. You can, I can, we can change the world together, and it's truly going to happen. In the absence of a political process, we are the process. We are the power. We are Purium people, and we're going to change the world. Now, one of the ways we're going to do that is by making you all look fabulous, okay? We're going to make you all look so young that everybody's going to walk up to you and say, oh my goodness, I need to know what you know. And you're going to say, well, I know Purium. And one of the things I'm so pumped about is our new Purium Bio Skincare. We have biodegradable packaging coming up, but we have Bio Skincare available right now, and it is amazing. So we have put together a chart comparing our Bio Skincare, okay? Our Bio Skincare compared to others. So in this next segment of our show, I've invited David Litt to come back on, and he's prepared. He's got it in front of him, and he's going to very quickly tell us, show us exactly what we have here. So, David, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Can you hear me?
We can. So we went through a process of sorting out and making sure our product didn't have any offensive ingredients. We went through a single filter, a second filter, a third filter. We sent it to an expert. They said that our filters were awesome, but we might want to look at a couple of things we did, and we made adjustments by that as well. So basically four filters and a little bit of trial and error. But we now have hit it out of the park. We sent some before and after pictures for you to see. And the reason why is because we have ingredients that truly nourish your skin from the inside and out. But we're not talking tonight about what we put in. We're talking about tonight what we did not put in. And what we did not put in was what other people forgot to filter out. Let me put it blunter. We did a better job than other people of making sure that what goes in and on your body is absolutely completely non-offensive to that body, and other companies were not as diligent. So in an effort to not really bash another company, but simply to point out these differences, I've asked David Litt to tell us the company and simply the number of ingredients that we had taken out of basically our repertoire that we refused to use that other companies were not as careful about, at least we're not as conscious of, perhaps, or just didn't care as much as we were. So, David, would you run down that list for us?
Sure, absolutely. Well, a couple of retail brands that I'm sure everyone knows, Lancome and Estee Lauder. So Lancome had 30 ingredients, and Estee Lauder had 42 ingredients that we would never put in our products. And understand, we're not talking about the entire line of Lancome, the entire line of Estee Lauder. We just took their cleanser, their serum, and their cream. So we took three products. Lancome had 30. Estee Lauder had 42. Now, I'm happy to say that the network marketing competitors did a little bit better. Certainly not a lot better, but a little bit better. Nu Skin had 17 ingredients we would never use. Jeunesse had 21 ingredients we would never use. And a company called Nerium, they don't even have a cleanser. They don't even have a serum. But in their cream, that one product alone, they had 14 ingredients that we would never use. So anywhere from 14 to 42 ingredients in three products on some of the most major skincare brands. So pretty much a night and day difference as far as what we put in, what they put in, what we didn't put in, what they didn't put in.
Fantastic. Well, you know, I don't know if you guys realize that those are big numbers. Those are really big numbers in products that only have 40 to 50 ingredients when you're looking at half to a third to 25% of these ingredients that we just wouldn't even consider putting in our product.
So,
the truth of the matter is, David, why don't you dot some I's and cross some T's, David, before you got to run?
No, it's good. I just wanted to also remind you, you talked about convention, and I'm glad that you did, and I'm excited about the bio packaging, and I wanted to make sure we give away our free convention ticket. So you finish up with skincare.
Perfect timing.
But before you take me off the line, I want to give away our convention ticket.
Perfect. So, no, I think that the point about skincare that I want to make more than anything else that you have to remember is that we should have had a grand coronation for our skincare. It is amazing. We had a false start because we got a run that included, you know, an ingredient we didn't want, but now it's the purest available. And so we got a little bit of a false start, but now we need to we need to rev that machine up because these are amazing products. So I'm just encouraging everybody out there to take a fresh look at the skincare, start to look as if that can't be something that you could really get behind sharing and promoting, because I want people to not have to poison their skin in order to try to look better. And there's a lot of market out there that is using skincare that may never do a 10-day transformation. So that's all I wanted to say in wrapping that up. And I've got I am looking forward to this next segment, by the way. This next segment is about how to use the law of attraction to actually influence your Purium business. But more important than that, I'm going to answer the philosophical question, how can you actually, as they say, to thine own self be true? How can you be true to yourself? And we're going to cover that as soon as we give David Litt one last moment to say goodbye.
Well, good. Well, I want to give away those convention tickets. So I'm going to go ahead and put this into Q&A mode so that the person who is the winner, if they are on the line, can hit *6. And so the winner tonight is a consultant, which is great, a consultant from Florida, and her name is Deborah Estelle. Deborah, are you on the line? If you can, hit *6. Deborah Estelle, are you on the line? *6. Going once,
yes,
going twice. Hey.
Hello.
Hi. Congratulations. Free convention ticket for you, Deborah. Thanks
Thank
for listening
so
in.
Well,
awesome.
I appreciate it.
Well, cool.
I'm very thrilled.
Okay. Well, we'll take care of you 100%. Dave, any comments about that?
Well, just that you got to understand that dedication is what dedicated does, man. She not only she bought her ticket, she made consultant, and she did what was necessary. Then she got on this call, and she got rewarded for that. You know what I mean? And that's what I love. I love when people do what they're supposed to do and get rewarded for it. That's what I love, and that just happened. So I don't know what else to say.
Awesome. Well,
except congratulations, obviously.
Congratulations, Deborah. It's going to be an awesome convention, and looking forward to having you there. So I'm going to go ahead and put this back into presentation mode, and somebody will contact you to make sure you get your rebate.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Well, Dave, back to you.
Absolutely. Now, this next subject is one that, you know, is, to me, really, really fun to talk about, and it is it's also very difficult for some people to actually deal with, and that is, you know, how to be true to yourself. And, you know, there's a lot of different aspects to, you know, to that. You know, they say, to thine own self be true. And it's very poetic, very Shakespearean, but more importantly, it is vital for you to have a life that you feel fulfilled in, a life that you feel has a purpose, and that you really feel that the direction of your life, and that's the most important thing, that the direction of your life is on a trajectory that you want. And so let's get a pen and paper if you want, and we're going to figure out, we're going to talk about how to use the law of attraction to figure out, first of all, who it is that you really are. And once you figure out who you really are, then you're going to know who it is that you need to be true to. And we call that activating the laws of attraction. So, and so let's start with what I call the list. The list is actually three lists, and they include three lists of five things. how to activate the law of attraction, you need to know what it is that you're trying to attract. More importantly, you need to know what it is that you do not want to attract. Because how many of us get caught up in confusing energy, the wrong relationships, the wrong situations, the wrong jobs, because we didn't understand this. So what I would like to do is to have everybody get their pen and paper and think first. You don't have to write this down. You're going to write down what to do. The first list is the five things that you truly, truly want in your life, not just today and tomorrow, but forever. So examples could be true love, financial security, kids, you know, a life in the country, whatever it might be, five things that you truly, truly know that you want in your life. And they should be the most important five. The most important five. And you don't have to put a great relationship with God. You're going to make that happen. Okay? So after that, the five things that are most important. But if it's having a partner, you know, then save that. The partner things are coming next. Not having a partner, but what your partner will be like. That's your second list. So your second list is five things, five qualities that you really, really want in your lifelong partner. That could be, you know, any partner, but think about a husband, a wife, a lifelong partner, someone who will know and be part of everything intimate about you. Who are you willing to share all of that with? If you had to live with somebody every day for the rest of your life, what are the things that you would hope that person, the qualities you hope that person would have? Examples might be that you hope that they're physically fit or at least healthy. You hope that they love children. You hope that they're capable of helping you support the family financially or maybe supporting you completely. This is your wish list. The bottom line is it needs to be the most important things. And if there's something more important than that, that needs to make the list. And this is where you find out what's really important to you. Okay, first of all, what do you truly need? What do you want in life if it's just you? And then what qualities do you want in your life for somebody who's going to share that journey with you? And then the third list is the toughest. The third list is the toughest because this actually starts making you realize who maybe doesn't belong in your life. And the third list is the five things that you simply would not want from a lifelong partner and the person you live with every day. I've had people, and they ask me, well, could you help? I said, well, for my daughter, I said beaters and cheaters. You'd never want your partner to be somebody who physically or mentally abused you or somebody who was not faithful to you. And, you know, so that's a couple of things I would want, but you need to choose them yourself. You know, so what do you absolutely not want in somebody who is your partner? Do you not want them to be, you know, slovenly? Do you not want them to, you know, do you want them to not, you know, be whatever, a smoker, a drug abuser, you know, whatever it might be, you need to find out what are the five things that are most important to you that you don't want a partner of yours that you would never accept in a lifelong day-to-day partner. Now, here's the great part. If you look at that list every single day, you are going to begin to activate that list. The people who fit the qualities that you know you're looking for and the things that are truly important to your life are going to start becoming really obvious. There's going to be like big road signs that say, oh, this is the road to that house that I want, or that job that I want, or that relationship that I want, or that you know, garden that I want, or whatever it is. You're going to find the stepping stones there. And guess what else? Stepping stones to other places start to disappear. There's not going to be pathways toward the stuff that you know you don't want in your life anymore. And that is a beautiful thing. And here's the best part. Here's the most important part. Here's the part we've been waiting for. When you look at that list of everything you truly want, the most important things, and what you really desire in a best friend, a partner, a lover, a husband, a wife, you know, even a business partner, and then the things you don't want in your life. When you see all that really clearly and you had to dig deep to find it, that is who you are. That is the thine self of whom we speak. And when you are ready to be true to thine self, when to thine own self be true means something to you, is when you are ready to find thine self. And once you know who you are, being true to you is actually so much easier. Now, what does that have to do with the laws of attraction? Well, it's everything to do with the laws of attraction. Once you practice being the true you, you're going to attract people like you or people who resonate with you, and they're not going to be the wrong people. How does that have to do with business? Well, if you're a loving, caring, compassionate person who's hell-bent on changing the world, or heaven-bent on changing the world, and you're looking for like-minded, well-intentioned people who aren't going to laugh when you have a green drink, who are going to celebrate when you call them at 8 in the morning because you're excited about somebody who just lost 20 pounds in 10 days, those are the people you wanted to attract. You know, it's just the way it goes. So the people who you attract will support you because they're like-minded. And all of a sudden your life gets better because everybody around you is supporting the ideals and the concepts and the lifestyle that you want supported. Yours, not theirs. Oh, wait, it is theirs because they're like you. So now while you're supporting you, you're supporting them. This is teamwork. Teamwork makes the dream work. So that's how the laws of attraction, that's how, you know, this thing works about making your life better. Now, I'm not into numerology, but my friend goes, oh my God, Dave, 555. Did you know that that's when everything changes for the better? That's when everything changes for the better. It's 555. It's a turning point, right? Well, guess what? We have that 555 right in front of us, those three lists of five. That is going to be the turning point when everything begins to get better. When you start to activate the law of attraction, you start getting what you truly deserve, because we always do. We're attracting what we deserve because subconsciously we are all attracting people who are being brought to us by the things that we focus on most. We just don't know it. So my name's David Sandoval. This has been the Purium Lifestyle Call. I hope that you enjoyed what we had tonight. As you know, this night is never over until we've shared a moment together. So I'm going to take just a second, unlock this phone so we could all could say, you know, arrivederci, au revoir, adieu, ciao, anything we want on the beat.
Gracias, David.
De nada.
Hasta Missouri.
Hasta Dania.
Thank you. You know, you know, Jennifer.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night. Love you all.
Buenas noches, David.
Amazing, amazing. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.